is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 29th of June, 2009. Edith Wharton got the Pulitzer Prize on this day in 1921 for The Age of Innocence. She was the first woman to ever receive it. The Globe Theater burned down 1613 on this date, built by Shakespeare's acting company, the Lord Chamberlain's Men, in 1599. Round wooden building, thatched roof, balconies for the gentry. They fired a cannon during a performance of Henry VIII to mark the entrance of the king, and the thatched roof caught fire, and it all went down in about an hour. It's the birthday of Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, born in Lyon, France, in 1900, author of The Little Prince and other books. Saint-Exupéry, who insisted on serving in the Air Force during World War II, even when he was too old to fly, flew his last mission, a reconnaissance flight, in 1944. And it's the birthday of the man considered to be New Zealand's greatest poet, James K. Baxter, born in Dunedin, New Zealand, 1926. He hated school, dropped out of college, went to work for a while as a janitor in a sugar refinery. Struggled with alcoholism, then sobered up. He said alcohol, he thought, had been a necessary evil for him. He said it put me through the various hoops of calamity, which are necessary if one is to understand oneself and one's neighbors. Converted to Roman Catholicism, and then had a dream in which he was instructed to go to Jerusalem. There was a place in New Zealand on the Whanganui River called Jerusalem, a Maori settlement. He went there, married a Maori woman, made a living by writing up material for the Catholic Education Board, and died of a heart attack at the age of 46. His best-known collections, Howrah Bridge and Other Poems, and Autumn Testament. Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins, entitled The Effort. Would anyone care to join me in flicking a few pebbles in the direction of teachers who are fond of asking the question, what is the poet trying to say? As if Thomas Hardy and Emily Dickinson had struggled but ultimately failed in their efforts, inarticulate wretches that they were, biting their pens and staring out the window for a clue. Yes, it seems that Whitman, Amy Lowell, and the rest could only try and fail. But we, in Mrs. Parker's third period English class here at Springfield High, will succeed with the help of these study questions in saying what the poor poet could not. And we will get all this done before that orgy of egg salad and tuna fish known as lunch. Tonight, however, I am the one trying to say what it is this absence means, the two of us sleeping and waking under different roofs. The image of this vase of cut flowers, not from our garden, is no help. And the same goes for the single plate, the solitary lamp, and the weather that presses its face against these new windows, the drizzle and the morning frost. So I will leave it up to Mrs. Parker, who is tapping a piece of chalk against the blackboard, and her students, a few with their hands up, others slouching with their caps on backwards, to figure out what it is I am trying to say about this place where I find myself, and to do it before the noon bell rings and that whirlwind of meatloaf is unleashed. The Effort by Billy Collins from his collection Ballistics, published by Random House, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.